Germany, Finland, Italy, Spain, and Belgium, different cultures in one continent, Europe. But what happens when five countries get together to make a podcast in an e-training project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
Hello and welcome to our new podcast. You know that we live in a modern world where globalization and political agreements between poor and rich countries are normal. But we have a lot of unthinkable problems too. For example, that 700 million workers lived in extreme or moderate poverty in 2018, with less than $3.2 per day. But this is not the only shocking fact. In this podcast, we want to talk about the 8th goal of the SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals from the EU. But what is this goal about? Goal 8 recognizes the importance of sustained economic growth and high levels of economic productivity for the creation of well-paid quality jobs, as well as resource efficiency in consumption and production. It calls for providing opportunities for full employment and decent work for all while eradicating forced labor, human trafficking, and child labor, and promoting labor rights and safe and secure working environments. So today I would like to welcome my four guests, Miraya, the UN General Secretary, and three high school students, Baeza, Antonio, and Camilla. All of them take part in our discussion about how realistic or feasible this goal is or not. And it is very interesting to see what the younger generation is going to think about the questions. But at first, Miraya, you can introduce yourself to the listeners.
Okay, thank you. I'm the General Secretary of the United Nations. This goal works to achieve the decent work for everyone and economic growth. This is a great topic to talk about. This goal talks about the employment which helps us earn money to support our families. Now you, Baeza, who are you and what is your opinion about the Sustainable Development Goal 8?
Thanks. I am Baeza. I am a high school student. I want to give a brief intro about this goal. Inclusive and sustainable economic growth can drive progress and generate the means to implement two sustainable development goals. Globally, labor productivity has increased and unemployment is back to pre-financial crisis levels. However, the global economy is growing at a slower rate. More progress is needed to increase employment opportunities, particularly for young people, reduce informal employment and the gender pay gap, and promote safe and secure working environments to create decent work for all.
Hi, I'm Antonio, and I'm in a high school too. I want to contribute to this global goal too, because nowadays the economy, it's not like 20 years ago. I mean, now, for example, with the coronavirus, there is an ongoing crisis that it's hard to be seen in the history of human being, not even since the crisis of 1929 in the US. I live in an environment where the economy should go as fast as possible, but not too fast, because the saying says that if the train goes fast, it falls off the railway, so we need to watch out. Economic growth is good, but you need to find the right way to direct it. Now the word to Camilla.
Thank you for your statement, Antonio. What would your schoolmate Camilla say to this topic?
Hello, I'm Camilla, and I'm Antonio's schoolmate. I decided to take part in this Global Goal because in my country we have a lot of problems connected to economy, such as corruption, debts with other states, and working conditions are not equal for everyone.
Okay, let's start. Do you think in times of environmental issues it would be possible to have the same jobs as a few years ago?
Yeah, I think there is a possibility to have the same jobs as a few years ago. Miners in the mining industry, workers in the automotive industry, and other trades may return to current industry and economy.
So, well, I don't really agree. I would say that it's not possible, and I'm talking about what I've experienced living in other countries like the Netherlands and Germany. For example, now in Italy, I see that some kinds of jobs are disappearing because, first, people don't want to do them anymore. Second, because they are not paid well, and sometimes people need to spend on food bills with more money than they earn each month. So it's really bad.
It is very gripping to hear the different views. But now I would like to know, what do you think about the idea of forbidding child labor? That would mean the products in our supermarkets are going to be more expensive.
In my opinion, child labor should have been banned a long time ago. Children under the age of 16 should spend hours studying instead of working. As you said before, the price of the products in our supermarkets is going to increase, and that's a huge problem for the people who don't earn everything they deserve. If people have difficulties to support their families, when the amount of money they receive is lower, their economic situation will be worse.
The minimum age of admission to employment in May to be lower than the minimum school leaving age, without prejudice to such rules, and may be more favorable to young people, and except for limited derogatories, young people admitted to work must having working conditions appropriate to their age and be protected against economic exploitation and any work likely to harm their safety, health, your physical, mental, moral, or social development, or to interfere with the education.
I think child labor must be forbidden in any case. It depends also on how kids work, because, for example, there are well-paid jobs for kids like 14, 16 years old. The prices will be a bit higher, but it's better to have a kid at school than having a kid working in a Nike factory in China, for example.
Okay, these are very clear statements about the child labor. If nobody of you wants to say something, I'm going on with the next question. Sustainable tourism is something that the EU wants to achieve too. But isn't it conflicting that more people can be tourists in other places and want to get local products? Because even more products are needed, and because of that the jobs need faster productions.
Yes, if more people can be tourists in other places but they demand local products of their own country, this creates a conflict because more stores are needed and local products from those countries are imported. But at the same time, if more stores are needed, that means more people can find a job and more people will be able to support their family.
Well, I think that tourism is the best thing for the European Union, but I don't think there will be a conflict between tourists and local people because they get money from selling their own product. Just think about it. 60% of what we produce is exported to other countries, and here in Italy we need to eat the leftovers. I'm saying it not ironically, but don't get me in a bad way, please.
Thank you very much for these profound examples and explanations. And my last question is, Do you think the coronavirus crisis will be damaging our economy worldwide?
Unfortunately, coronavirus is causing an economic slowdown, leading to an economic crisis, and most people will lose their jobs or business. Any job that is not expendable has a huge probability of closure, such as all the services tourism offers to guests, business connected with leisure and aesthetic centers.
Having largely ignored COVID-19 as it spread across China, global financial markets reacted strongly last week when the virus spread to Europe and the Middle East, stoking fears of a global pandemic. Since then, COVID-19 risks haven't been priced too aggressively across various asset classes, that some fear a recession in the global economy may be a foregone conclusion.
I think this coronavirus will have a big impact on our society and economy because we can't go out anymore and many stores are closed, the same for restaurants and many more type of businesses. This is an unprecedented fact in our modern history, but after all, I think we need to take a break with consumptions and productions because the environment is getting worse and worse. We all are feeling the impact of this corona crisis that is affecting the whole worldwide economy.
Okay, now I would like to thank you for your time to do this interview about the 8th goal of the SDGs. Your answers were very informative and we will all go with good hope in the future. Bye. I wish you and all the listeners a nice day.
Thank you for inviting me to this interview. I had a great time and I'm glad to help you. See you soon.
Thank you for inviting me to this interview. It was pleasure for me.
Thank you very much. It has been a pleasure to join your podcast. Bye.
So, thank you very much. It has been a pleasure to join you in your podcast. Bye-bye.